Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Parenting isn't always easy. Family life comes with its joys, its struggles, and its stories. That's why we created Family Room, the show where real conversations about parenting and family happens. Join Faye Kemi every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Radio Africana, right here in Manchester, as we dive into heartfelt conversations, from raising confident children to keeping love alive at home to building stronger family bonds. Whether you're a parent, guardian, or simply part of a family, Family Room is your space to listen, share, and grow together. Family Room, because every family has a story worth telling. Only on Radio Africana, Manchester.
Just remember, family.
Family.
Hi, hello, and welcome to the maiden edition of Family Room right here on Radio Africana, the space where we talk all things parenting, children, and family life with an African heart and a global voice. I'm your host, Faye Kemi Bangbushi. I'm so glad you've joined me today. This is just our first episode, so welcome to the family room. Whether you're making dinner or just taking a break from work or you are in the other room, this space is actually for you. You know what? That song reminds me of, you know, it's actually Whitney Houston's song, but it reminds me of Alive and the beauty that comes with Whitney Houston, you know. In everything that we do, family should actually be the first. Today, we are diving into a topic that every parent, no matter where you're listening from, can relate to. And that is modern parenting, balancing work, life, and screen time. I believe that rings a bell for every mom, dad, uncles, and aunties. So you're welcome to the maiden edition of Family Room. Yeah! And I'm going to have a guest with me on the show, so I'm not just going to be the only one that will be talking today. I'm not going to be the only person that will be talking, so it's not a monologue thing. I've got a guest that will be on the show today, and we will explore our parents should... We'll explore how parents are juggling busy work schedules, home responsibilities, and digital distractions, especially in a world that never seems to switch off. So once again, I want to say thank you wherever you're listening from in the globe, across the globe, wherever you're listening from, whether in Asia, in Africa, in US, in America, in Canada, this is the family room. So you can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook. That is Faye Kemi Adeyemi Bangbushi. I know it's a long one. And you follow me on TikTok. That's FK Mighty on TikTok. So we are going to go on a quick break now and we'll be right back.
Yeah. This is Family Room with Fiyi Kemi.
Hi, you're welcome back. It's still the Family Room on Radio Africana, and I'm Faye. And today we're discussing modern parenting, balancing work, life, and screen time. Another layer to all this is screen time. Let's be honest, screens are everywhere. Our tablets, our phones, the TV, and now even homework is online. For many parents, screens are both a help, and sometimes it can be a headache. You understand what I mean. And so today I've got someone that is going to be joining me on the show today. So I've got someone who is a parent and a working parent, a life coach, and he's also an author. So I've got with me Olufemi with me tonight.
Good evening.
Welcome. Good evening. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us on
this
show today.
Thanks for having me.
I hope you've enjoyed your Saturday.
Yeah, so far.
Okay. So, quick one. I want to ask you, what is a healthy amount of screen time for kids, irrespective of their age? And you could also categorize it into the age group. Let's say from year five till about when they get into their teenage, 13 years, and then from 13 years upward, what should be the healthy amount of screens for kids? Because okay. You see a lot of children, they are glued to their phones, they are holding their phones, and they'll be on it for about 5 hours. The children are still playing with the tablet or the phones.
Okay, let me start by saying that most phones, or let me say electronic gadgets, are manufactured in China, and there is a particular law in China that doesn't allow children to go on phone. I think before 0 to 8 years, you can only do 40 minutes a day. Then I think 8 years to 15, you can only do 60 minutes. Then when you grow to a mature adult, I think aggregate, I don't think a young person in China can do more than 1 hour of phone. So for those who manufactured phone to have propounded that law in their country, it should tell you and I something very profound. And I strongly believe that if you don't control the exposure that your children have to these gadgets, it will control them in the future. And I'm not speaking positively now. It will negatively control them in the future. So as a parent, it behoves on you to put your foot on the ground and set a standard that you will, you know, set a standard for your children, written standard, so that they will know that there is limited time for them to be on their gadgets. For instance, I have two boys by God's grace. They know that during term time, apart from Sunday, no TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
same thing also go for me. For instance, now my own kids, despite the fact that they are teenagers, they are grown up, you know, they are older than yours. They know that they can't be on their phone after 7 p.m. After that 7 p.m., we've actually got an app on their phone, and their phone automatically
shut down.
Except if they want to do something which is after 7 o'clock, and then we still monitor. And it doesn't come on until about 6 a.m. when they are up and getting ready for school. So also screen time. You know, a lot of people wonder when they come to my house and they see Monday to Thursdays, my girls are not watching TV. Because, like you said, term, but on Fridays, because they are older, on Fridays they do watch TV till about Sunday, and Sunday they go back to their, you know, their normal thing. They shut down after from 7 p.m. on Sunday or 8 o'clock. There's no more screen time. But for Monday to Thursday, there's no TV. But you get to some homes, and then you see that a lot of people actually you know, they will just turn on the TV. you know, thinking that they can use it to distract the children and not knowing that that is what will actually affect those kids. I mean, even especially I look at early years, children that are younger, you see some parents, they'll just leave them in front of the TV from morning to evening. Is that really right?
Not at all. Did like I did mention, the people who actually invent, I would say they invented it, but who are the major manufacturer of these gadgets, they are controlling their own children.
Mm-hmm.
And gadgets are supposed to be a blessing, but it's gradually becoming a menace. And if care is not taken, especially with this saturation of AI, is going to become a wildfire,
mm-hmm.
to be honest. So there is no one size fits all to managing this thing. You only need to, you know, check your home and see what works for you.
True.
And yeah, so again, one of the way to kill the cognitive capacity of a child is to expose him or her to too much screen time. That has been scientifically proven.
Okay, I will say to the people that are listening that, you know, let's start with the basics. So parenting today is a completely different ball game compared to how many of us were raised. You know, for many African parents living in the UK or anywhere in diaspora, we're managing two worlds. You know, now in the UK, you've got the fast-paced demands of Western life and the traditional values we are raised with. And now, work isn't just at the office anymore, you know. Some of us, we actually do remote work. Many of us work remotely, which means home life and work life. You know, sometimes we even finish and then for someone like me, when I finish work, all I want to just do is to sit down and watch TV for a while and entertain myself and all that, you know, because I've been talking to people from morning and all that. So, you know, when you now add parenting to that mix, it can feel overwhelming. So how should we as parents manage the balance between work and parenting?
Okay, let me start by saying that there is something that is really missing, and I sincerely do hope that the world will, the new generation will experience that. But I believe it's still working in some culture, and that is what I would call communal parenting. That was mm-hmm. what we grew up with. You know, mm-hmm. you can't do anyhow
mm-hmm.
because someone in your area who knows your parent very well may see you, you know, maybe engaging in juvenile delinquency and something that is unprintable. You know that you can't go scot-free.
Yeah.
But the world became started losing that value when we started building high-rising building, you know, fences. You don't
yeah,
even know.
Yeah, you don't even know your neighbor.
Know your next-door neighbor. But I believe,
you know, back in the days, the yeah. next-door neighbor can even tell your parents to greet you yeah, very well.
Yeah,
I remember
yeah,
a next-door neighbor telling yeah, my yeah, mom, my yeah. dad, actually says, please don't give her 10 strokes of the cane, give her 4. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, the same way they will also stand by you when the chips are down. That's communal parenting. Unfortunately, it has faded in our culture. But I still strongly believe that the Asians are still holding on to that value. So, parenting is a full-time job, however you look at it. And I would say that in the balance sheet of parenting, wisdom is a fixed asset, while discernment and observation is a current asset. You need to understand their language. So it was until very recently that I know what it means to say clock it. 6, 7,
I remember, you know, the first day I did to my
so
class.
If you don't understand their language,
yeah.
they will sell you,
yeah,
they will collect
laugh.
Change,
they will
and
laugh,
they will package you.
They said,
and
mom, do it again.
So you cannot close your eyes to certain things. It's still the same principle, but different methodology. Now, especially, we live in a country where you can spare the rod, mm-hmm. but you design another disciplining mechanics for your children.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, so what do you hear from other parents? What's the biggest stressor? What do you hear from other parents?
The biggest...
You talk to a lot of parents.
Yeah.
What do you hear? Can you share?
Well, in the UK here, mm-hmm. I can speak because I'm in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways why many parents are struggling is that they threw their purpose away when they cross to the United Kingdom. They allow the pressure of I want to pay bills, I want to measure up to they allow that pressure to subdue their capacity to raise healthy children, so to speak. Because, you know, like I was going to say earlier on, you cannot find balance. You can only create it. You know what works for you. Some people, you know, that time of commuting to school,
yeah.
a parent driving the child, that's the only time they have to bond. You just have to create time. Mm-hmm. So you're in the middle of, I want to pay bills, and I also want to look after my children. So you have to find that balance. You can't create it.
Yeah. Someone also mentioned in the comment section right now that as regards, you know, the first question said that you should set timetable. That is in Ziga. Thank you very much, Charity, for joining us on the show. She said, okay, put a system in place.
Yeah.
Put a system. And that was a system we mentioned earlier. You know, the timing, the days when the child will not watch or will not, you know, use their
timetable.
Yes. So do you think that there's this perfect balance really exists?
There is nothing like perfect balance. We are all working towards perfection.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what you can do is you cannot actually find that balance, but you can create it. Look at your home and see what works for you.
Okay.
What are your family values? You need to let them know. Let it be conspicuous around your house.
Yeah.
If you need to put it, etch it on stone, let it be there. Mm-hmm. This family, this is what...
Who we are.
We stand
for. This is our value.
So this is what we stand for. True. And if you don't stand for anything, you go down for everything.
Yeah. Because I remember that sometimes my girls will tell me, they will ask me, Mom, but my friends are on TikTok. They've got TikTok. I always say, no. That is not our value.
Absolutely.
You can't be on TikTok now. When it's time for you to go on TikTok, absolutely. You'll be on TikTok. You just have to understand. Because sometimes those parents that have 13-year-olds or they've got 9-year-old on TikTok without monitoring and they've got it on their mobile device, those parents actually sometimes don't have the time or they've not been able to balance the life. You know, that parenting and the children, they've not been able to balance work and life together. That's why they just leave out everything. So you see 9-year-old child having a TikTok account on the mobile phone and the phone is also with the child throughout. You understand? So you just wonder what is happening here. So it's just that balancing everything out, like you mentioned, you rightly mentioned, it's actually, you know, knowing who we are as a family. And letting your children, and the children, if you've got any child listening to us now, if you're a child, just know that your parent, they love you, they care for you, and they want the best for you. So if they say no to TikTok, no to Instagram, no to Facebook at a particular age, it is because they know what is best for you. When that time comes, I wish I can speak that Yoruba adage, but I can't speak it right now because of the global audience, you know. When it's time for you to be on TikTok, you'll be on TikTok. But then, as a child, we still have to monitor when they're on TikTok. You understand? Or don't we?
Yes, you have to.
All right.
I'm not sure if the monitor is actually the right word. Monitor.
Mm-hmm.
But most parents think they are monitoring, but they're actually witch hunting. And those are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
It's about sitting down and have a clear, you know, agreement.
Mm-hmm.
To say this is what we stand for, mm-hmm. and this is why we are not allowing you to be on TikTok.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. When we come back, we'll still talk more about screen time struggles. We've mentioned some, like Femi has mentioned some, but we'll go on a music break. And when we come back, we will be discussing screen time struggles. And we'll be playing the song One Love. Every family deserves that love in their home. So we'll be playing, taking you back to the era of Bob Marley, One Love. Yeah, welcome back. This is the family room where we talk everything parenting, children, family. And today we are talking about, you know, how to balance work life, you know, in this digital age. Remember to follow me at Faye Kemi Adeyemi Bangbushe on Facebook and IG, and on TikTok it's FK Mighty. And we are live here right in on Radio Africana, and I've got with me Femi, who is a life coach. He's also an author and is also a communications expert. So, and we are going to be talking in this segment about screen time struggles. Someone also wrote on Instagram, remember to keep the comments and your thoughts coming. It's Ziga said, it will never be balanced. It's important to prioritize what is important. My daughter had no screen time Monday to Friday, and she knows it now. So just like what you said, the daughter knows it now. So it can never be balanced. It can never be balanced. So another layer to all this is screen time. So let's be honest, the screens are everywhere. So how can parents set digital boundaries without constant conflicts? I remember, Femi, you mentioned not really monitoring. You said something before, which haunting.
Sometimes we think we are monitoring.
So how can parents set digital boundaries without constant conflicts?
Okay.
Especially when you look at the older one.
Because nature abhors a vacuum. If you are not filling it with something, something will fill it. So if you are asking your children not to watch TV at a particular time, they have finished their own work, what are they going to do? You need to now help them to discover what they are called to do in life and pay more attention to that. So if you know, if a child knows how to play, say, keyboard, loves music, you have to fill that time with something that the child loves. Otherwise, the child will revolt and it's going to be a huge problem. So help them to discover their God-given talents and, you know, create time to amplify those talents, and they won't revolt. They will not even have time for screen anymore.
Like
because they are doing what they love to mm-hmm. do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like my older daughter now, I keep encouraging her. She, my younger daughter, both of them actually dance, but the younger one dances a lot. Okay. She could be on TikTok. She could have liberty of being on TikTok and doing it. But I said, okay, I'm going to come up with the content I post, and then I could have an handle where I'll be the one monitoring, so I post so that she can start having followers, because I can't deny her of, you know, she's got a talent which she wants to show the whole world, which even I as a parent want to show the whole world. We can't keep pinning our children down, especially now in this digital world. You see a child that is 5-10 year old winning an award in music and dancing and all that, so we can't deny them. And that brings me to the question, so are screens really as harmful as we fear, or is it about how they are used?
It's about usage. Water is neutral. Everything is neutral. Internet is neutral. The same internet that is, you know, pushing people's life forward is the same internet that has created chaotic life for some people. So it's very neutral. It depends on the same water that, you know, saves life is the same water that gets people drawn. So it just depends on how you are using it. And that's why it is very, very important. The parental guidance is very, very important. It's not negotiable.
So it's not negotiable. Guide your children, but at the same time, don't restrict them. But you have to just, they have to know the values, and they have to know why they are not using some certain things. They need to know. You need to communicate.
Yeah.
You need to collaborate. I remember there was somebody where I went to speak somewhere. So I was telling them that they need to do more of collaborating than it should be a collaboration where you talk to the children rather than, you know, you want to conflict.
Yeah.
You want to fight them into not using those things.
The word collaboration seems to be too official. You just have to be their friends.
Yes.
That's all. When you get to a point when your children are finding it very hard to open up to you, you have lost them already.
Okay.
And it doesn't happen in a day. It happens daily. It happens gradually. They will just, you know, especially when they are getting towards the teen age.
Okay. Yeah. So let me just say now that I'll just give some quick tips, you know. Number one, feel practical ideas, and you can also share some if you've got some to share with the audience today. So number one is that we should create tech-free zones like the dinner table or the bedroom.
Absolutely.
Those are very important. It's annoying when I see kids eating and at the same time they are pressing their phones.
Yeah.
Even you see some adult, they are eating and they are pressing their phones. Not even in the bedroom when you're about to sleep. When you're about to sleep, everything should just go off. Set screen schedules for homework versus play. You know, the time that they play, you know, and the time that is meant for homework is homework.
Yeah.
So even if it's a weekend, my kids knows that they can't not go to turn on the TV in the morning on a Saturday.
Okay,
until they are done with homework. And the last from my end is that we as parents also should model the behavior. You know,
absolutely.
You see a lot of parents staying glued to their phones from morning to evening. If they've got another, if the other parents cannot create that balance in the home, you see that it's just be a total mess. What do you have to say?
Parents, children learn fast by observation. So sometimes you can't tell them to do the opposite of what you are doing. So that's given. Then two, I have a friend who each time he watches Dragon's Den is a place where people come to pitch for advice and all of that, he called his daughters to come see. 2 months into constant watching of Dragon's Den, The lady now is saying that she wants to start her own beauty line at the age of 11.
Wow.
So she's putting a proposal together and she's not even interested in all this mundane thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because each time the father was watching Dragon's Den, he called her to come and join.
That is so, modeling good behavior.
Yeah. It's about
watch the right content.
It's about modeling. Mm-hmm. Parenting is about modeling. So if you spend ample time on your phone and you are telling your children not to spend ample time on their phone, you are saying one thing, you are doing the opposite. It won't work.
All right.
You're listening to Family Room with Fayikemi on Radio Africana, Manchester.
All right, if you're still listening to us as the Family Room on Radio Africana, don't forget to follow Radio Africana on Instagram, on Facebook, and on TikTok. And of course, you can follow me, Fayikemi Adeyemi Bangbushi, on Facebook and IG. And wherever you are, you can also call us on 01 6261 222 9960. Remember, if you're outside the UK, you have to put +44. So now we're going to be taking some comments. If you've got comments, we're going to be taking some comments. Someone sent this message, shared a thought. The person says, I work full time and my kids are always on YouTube. I try to set rules, but it feels like a battle every day. So relatably, this person feels guilty. Because, you know, especially in this UK, this person has to work full time. So it feels guilty. So what do you think? So should parents feel guilty? Though I know parenting guilt is real. You know, sometimes when you feel you are failing as a parent or you failed as a parent. So whether it's not being home enough or letting kids have too much screen time, even some parents will even feel guilty that their children don't have enough screen time. So should parents feel they are failing?
She should,
especially this parent that just said this.
Let me address this person. She shouldn't feel guilty. And in fact, the earlier she has realized that things seems to be drifting apart, the better for her. And what she can do regarding the YouTube, she can speak to an IT person. There is a way they can restrict some adults websites. Is it websites now? Yeah. Then she needs to actually now set time to understand the area of the gifting of her children. Once she realizes that, and like I said, it's by observation. I mentioned wisdom, which is like the fixed asset. Observation and discernment, current assets. So once you have observed what they really love doing, then you can channel that attention to whatever they are doing. Because if you don't fill that gap with something positive, it's going to come and haunt you much, much later in life. Yeah. So that's what I would say to the person. Everyone is work in progress. No one is perfect. We are all, you know, dropping balls one way or the other. So she shouldn't feel bad. Speak to an IT person. Find a way to block some.
Yeah. There are so many apps. Like my husband did actually put a app on their phone.
Yeah.
So which actually they can't even download.
You can't control.
They can't do anything. They can't do anything except they call us and he gives permission or I give permission.
And any site they have visited, you will know.
Yes, you know how much time they actually spend on the screen. So we are going to go on another break, and when we come back from the break, we are going to be talking about solution and also encourage parents. You know, these days a lot of parents need encouragement. So we're going to go on a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be diving into solutions and encouragement. Thank you all for listening. Please stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Edgy baby, it's your baby. I be one woman type of man, shamelessly love a man. Only you is all I see. Love you forever, that's the plan. I owe you better life. Oh. Only you, you is all I see. Oh my boo, you do me like Sina Juju. Hey, I need you, part of my skin like tattoo. Oh my boo, you do me like Sina Juju. Don't leave my side, you give me life, yeah, yeah. Baby, oh, oh, oh. So you look in my heart, oh, I come. No vacancy, your oh, church.
Welcome back. It's the Family Room on Radio Africana. And thank you all for sharing your thoughts, especially on Instagram. I know I've got, before we go into solutions and encouragement, I've got some people have actually dropped some. So I've got Dr. Shower said that it's important that our children are able to understand that we are trying to help them and not that we are denying them from enjoying what they see other children enjoys. That is my point. You know, that's what he said. Exactly. That was my point actually earlier, that I always tell my girls that, you know, I'm not denying you, but that is just what you need to understand. So he also said, Dr. Shower also said, my point is train your children with little or no collateral damages. Do you want to share your thought, Femi, on that? And he said, train your children with little or no collateral damages.
Well, it's the balance that we've been talking about. So, what I think he's saying is to ensure that in the process of making things right for them, you don't also want to come back and regret because of some gray areas you probably did not cover while trying to safeguard them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's round this up with some practical encouragement. Parents in this modern world requires flexibility. They also require grace. And you mentioned community. Yes, parents also require community. Parents have to be flexible. They require grace. It's a lot of grace to become. I give it to all parents listening.
Especially single parents.
Especially single parents. Yes, yeah. Thank you for that. Single parents, single dad, single mom. It's actually, you know, not easy. And not even in Africa, you have the community. That is the third one. But in the UK, you see single parents, single mom, single dad, it's not easy at all. So I want to give thumbs up and a clap to every single parent, mom and dad out there. So every family, you know, it is actually different. So all we just have to do, I'm going to close with these tips. And then Femi also will give us some tips. Number one, build a routine that includes work, rest, and of course connection time with your child. In my own house, I always say to everyone that cares to know, you know, we have a girls night hangout when I hang out with my girls, and then we talk about some things and watch some things, even some educational and information content on YouTube. Sometimes it could be something about hygiene and all that. We watch together. We watch movies together, even with their dad, sometimes on weekends, you know, with a cup of ice cream and popcorn and all that. Sometimes some parents like to take their children out. Take your child out, talk to them. So create that connection time with your child. Number two is also use screen wisely. Choose content and that educates and or inspires. Even movies. Sometimes in my own house, every weekend when we want to choose a movie, we always go out for movies that we educate, that we inspire the children when we want to watch together. So create that connection. And of course, the last one from my own end is take guilt off the table. You are doing your best, and that is just enough. Every parent listening, just know you're doing your best. Don't feel guilty. Pray for more grace. If you need to reach out to the community, reach out to the community. Reach out to someone, if you can't do it all alone, to help you, to offer assistance. So what do you think?
Yeah, there is no one size fits all to managing this or to creating the balance. Just know what works for you. Every family has its own peculiarity. What works for a family that has father and mother present may not work for a single parent. So, and another thing that we do subtly that can be very damaging is to transfer your childhood aggression to your children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you will lose them completely. They won't open up to you. And again, I know some family that the husband work full time, wife work full time, but over the years they can't even remember the last time they had lunch at home. After church, they are going straight to an eatery. Then everybody pours out. You have to tell the parents what happened on Monday, Tuesday till Friday. You must come with a feedback. There is an action plan that you must come with a feedback next week, and the children are always looking forward to it. This may not work. This is just an example which may not work for all parents. It could just be early morning walk that works. You know, husband and father is riding his bicycle. Children are riding bicycle. Or sure. If you are so busy, you can take them to your golf course as well. Take them so that you have that ample time to talk, because you need to be talking. That communication is not negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But overall, just look at your family setting, look at your family goals and vision, and you must know what works for you. You can't copy and paste in most cases. Thank you.
All right. Also, I would like to say that every family is different.
Yeah.
Don't compare yourself. Focus on what works for your household. Like you've mentioned, what is my value? What is the value in my home? What is the value in your home? So focus on what works for your household. Some households, you could have children that have one or two challenges, and you can give them some time to actually watch screens. Maybe they have special needs and you can give them some time to calm them down to watch screens. So it might not work for some children. So today we've tackled so far modern parenting, digital life, and the messy but beautiful, you know, attempt to balance it all. So I want to say a very big thank you to Olufemi and to all our listeners, you know, tuning in across the UK and around the world. So next week we're going to explore positive discipline. We're going to be talking about teaching without punishing, you know, and I think we mentioned that too, you know, like telling your child what to do without actually, you know, forcing it on them. And you said I should not use that word collaborate, which is more official. You know, it's like negotiate with them, talk to them through it. So you don't want to miss it next week where we're going to explore positive discipline, teaching without punishing. I know a lot of people in Africa will be like, why will you not punish, you know? So you can actually talk, communicate to your child. So that's what we're going to be talking about next week. So follow me, Feyikemi Adeyemi Bangbushe, on Facebook and Instagram, and also on TikTok, FK Mighty. Until then, take care of your family, take care of yourself, and remember, you are not alone in the room. We are in this together. Thank you once again to everyone that has joined me on Instagram Live on this maiden edition of The Family Room. I'll see you next week as we close this show today with that song from the maestro herself. I'm talking about the late Onyeka Owenu, One Love. See you next week. Bye, everyone. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Bye.
Everybody has a day and the sun stays away. Take off.
baby.
Sorry.
I be one woman type of man, shamelessly love a man. Oh. Only you is all I see. Love you forever, that's the plan. I owe you better life. Oh. Only you, you is all I see. Oh my boo, you do me like say na juju. Hey, I need you, part of my skin like tattoo. Juju, don't leave my side. You give me life, yeah, yeah, baby. Oh, 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 oh. I come, now so you lucky in my heart. Oh, I come, no vacancy, your church, I cause I, hey, Kelly, nobody better than you, 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 you. I come, if anyone try, my lady, now come, oh, sweetie, baby, you face Allah. Hey, Kelly, nobody better than you.
Don't want nobody but my boo, guy. We kicking shit like Liu Kang. She wanna see the truth, ayy. And I'm a W like Wu Tang. Eating sweet taste like Pina Colada. Love that Bottega, love that Louis V and Prada. No makeup, she's still hot like Sahara.
Wait, she's really hot.
Oh, I'ma have to put her in a coop. Mansion in the hills with a poop. I like the way she take this bamboo. She said if you let me get my name tattooed, I come.
That's how you look in my heart too. I come. No vacancy or cha-cha. Cause I, hey, girl ain't nobody better than you, 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 you. I come. If anyone try my lady, I come. Oh sweetie baby, your face sala. Hey, girl ain't nobody better than you.
I be one woman type of man, oh, and I'm in love. Don't be lying, I'm with you, I know. For life, I'm with you, I won't. For life, nobody be like my woman.
Nobody be like my woman.
Good or bad or indifferent.
choose your lovers, you pick your friends, but not the family that you're in.